How deeply do you believe in the healing power of laughter? There's a special group of improvisers in New Orleans who want nothing more than to get hospital-bound kids to laugh. The group's called Funny Bones Improv, and on this week's Notes from New Orleans, Sharon Litwin talks with two of their leaders, Executive Director Janet Wilson and local director and performer Emily Slazer.
I think what's really special about improv is that it's participatory in a way that the kids control, so they can choose how much they want to be involved in the show. And, you know, some of our games, we can directly give them the opportunity to play with us, but every game we play using their suggestions. So whatever we do, we build that world with ideas from the kids. So it gives them a sense of control and a sense of belonging to what's happening.
So does the team meet? I mean, do you meet before? Do you have brainstorming sessions, or is it just in the moment?
Well, we do rehearse, which is not to say that we plan bits or scenes that we're going to do. We rehearse to practice the games. We do short form improv, which means that we play games that are based around scene work with rules applied to them. We also warm up before every show, just to sort of get our brains all on the same page and get us thinking about more fantastical worlds than our adult brains typically go to first. We try to have more like kid brains.
So the games that we're going to play are all here on our Wheel of Improv. And we would love for y'all to take turns spinning it. And then whatever it lands on is the game that we're going to play. Cool?
Yeah,
awesome. Who's been first?
Me!
All right. Joshua, first, we like to give a drum roll. So if you can join us in a drum roll for Joshua.
So when you talk about kid brains, I mean, kid brains go from, you know, age a year to, you know, whatever you decide is the end of kidding.
Right.
So do you sort of have things with certain age groups?
We have gotten to the point now where we've done enough shows where we're used to having shows where all of the audience members are young or all of the audience members are old. And that tends to be easier than when you have an age range. But I think when that occurs, we involve each kid on an individual level, and it's sort of not even about age at that point. It's sort of about personal interests for them and making the 16-year-old feel like they can open up and be silly just as much as the 5-year-old. And that's something that on paper doesn't seem like it would work, but I think we've gotten to a point that we really do that, and I think that's very special.
Janet,
yes.
You know, I know you're the new executive director, which gives you sort of the national overview. And I know that this program is both in Chicago and in New Orleans. So tell us a little bit about the Funny Bones Improv origins. I'm not
sure.
That familiar.
Our founder, Jolene Feller, started in Chicago, and we just celebrated in New Orleans our 6-year anniversary this month.
Oh, wow.
So she did it up there for 2 years before coming down here. I believe it was 2 years. Mm-hmm. And currently, between Chicago and New Orleans, we do 8 shows a month.
Wow.
And that's the potential for 96 shows a year.
Wow.
And potential to reach 768 children a year. So we're really proud of our touch.
Well, who does it? I mean, who are the, you know, improvisers, shall I say? Who do you have other than you two?
Well, in Chicago, I was just there recently, and I was talking to someone, and they estimated there are over 10,000 improvisers in Chicago.
What? You kidding?
No. I don't know if they were kidding me or not. Sometimes I'm not sure which world I'm living in, but that's what they said. And there's a lot of people who are willing and interested and love doing it and want to volunteer their time here. And here, we have about 15 right now. Some of them are studying to be improvisers with the new movement, and some just have come to it through us.
And what do you do? I hate to ask this question. I don't mean to stick a negative in here, but, you know, I mean, I would be a terrible improv person. So what if I volunteered and you found out that I really wasn't what you want?
You could come help us take notes.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, we haven't encountered that yet.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, thank you both so very much. I think, you know, all of us recognize it's, at least I do, it's almost impossible not to join in a group that's laughing.
Thank you.
Wonderful and generous gift that you give, and thanks for telling us about it, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharon.